There's a little devotional book that I try to read each day. Actually, we also have it in another form. It's kind of like one of these calendars where you can flip the pages. And I noticed that I use that one at home often, and I noticed that sometimes I get a few days behind and I catch up. So I do read it. I read all of it. I try to. Sometimes I fail to read it on that day, but I brought the book with to camp with me. And so I've been looking down at the reading for the day. This is called Daily Manna, and there's a sentence or two taken from the ministry of the founder of this camp. And I read it each day. He was the founding pastor of our church back at home in New York also. And when I read August 7th, my heart jumped for joy because it's one of my favorite ones. It's a great testimony. And then another reason was that it fits so perfectly with our reading for today in our staff devotional booklet. But here's what it said. Moment by moment, I exchange my poor, defeated life for His glorious, victorious life. Moment by moment, I exchange my poor, defeated life for His glorious, victorious life. That's a good description of the walk of faith. Keeping in touch with the Lord, or as we sang, through death into life everlasting, He passed. And we follow Him there. Over us sin no more has dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Because we're great or strong or naturally born to win, overcomers. No, it's because of Him. We always want to keep our eyes on Him. Where do your eyes belong? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. That's where we're to keep our eyes. The eyes of our hearts were created so that we could see the Son of God with them. May the Lord help us that our vision might be clear of Him, that we might really see Him with the eye of faith. Moment by moment, I exchange my poor, defeated life for His glorious, victorious life. When we keep our eyes on Him, and we see Him as our Savior and as our Victor, and recognize Him also within us as our indwelling life and power, the overcomer who now is victorious within us, sitting on the throne of our hearts as we give Him that place. He wins in us. He is victorious in us. No more need fear and no more need doubting. No more need pride control in my life. I may be free from all condemnation. I can have victory now in the strife. I take the life of victory, not I, but Christ, Himself in me. He conquers now. He sets me free. I take, He gives the victory. Paul's testimony is so precious to me. Not I, but Christ. Not I, but Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ. Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a salvation this, that Christ liveth in me. And we're called to that. This is our salvation. There is no peace, no joy, no thrill like walking in His will. For me to live is Christ. For to me to live is Christ. And then the rest of that verse is true. Whenever it comes to be, we're not wishing for it tonight, I'm sure, but whenever it is in His time, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Moment by moment, I exchange my poor, defeated life for his glorious, victorious life. Yesterday evening, we were speaking about Jesus and his utter devotion to the cause of our salvation. He loved the Father, and he was entirely consecrated, devoted to the eternal purpose that has been purposed over us in Christ Jesus our Lord. We spoke about how he sanctified himself for our sakes, that we might be sanctified through the truth. And in our devotional book, Havergal has this verse: set apart forever for himself alone. Now we see our calling gloriously shown, owning with no secret dread this our holy separation. Now the crown of consecration of the Lord our God shall rest upon our willing head. We follow him in his consecration, and he works in us that which pleases him. And now the last chapter that kind of sums it all, brings it all together. She goes through the whole song and turns it around. Instead of "take me, Lord, keep me, Lord, entirely for you," it's "Lord, you will be mine. As I give myself to you." The verse comes from Hosea, and that's a very interesting story. We won't take the time to go into it this evening, but if anyone would look into Hosea and really get that story into your heart, you couldn't help but profit by it. You also would be touched in your heart, melted by the story of Hosea and the wonderful promises given in that prophecy. I challenge you to read the book of Hosea and to get to the last chapter and not be melted. It just cannot be. It cannot be if you love the Lord and his salvation, and you understand that story and how God was reaching out to his people to have them entirely for himself. And then you read about his mercy and his tender dealings with his people. You'll just want to love him, and you'll just thank him. But here, Christ for us, so will I also be for thee. And as I looked to the Lord for something to say in tonight's meeting, he seemed to drop into my heart that I ought to just take a few of these segments and read them to you. It won't be so much that it will be too much to take in. The first one, his life for thee. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. So he gives his life. He has given his life, and he gives his life. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Oh, wonderful gift, not promised, but given. Not to friends, but to enemies, given without condition, without reserve, without return. Himself unknown and unloved, his gift unsought and unasked, he gave his life for thee. A more than royal bounty, the greatest gift that deity could devise. O grandeur of love, I lay down my life for the sheep. And we for whom he gave it have held back and hesitated to give our lives. Not even for him, he has not asked us to do that, but to him. But that is past, and he has tenderly pardoned the unloving, ungrateful reserve, and has graciously accepted the poor little fleeting breath and speck of dust, which was all we had to offer. And now his precious death and his glorious life are all for thee, and you can read his eternity for thee. spoke a little bit about that last night. It wasn't just the 33 years, but his eternity for thee. Just as we sing, take my moments and my days and let them flow in ceaseless praise. And his hands for thee, pierced for thee, and so on. His feet for thee, his voice for thee, his lips for thee. But let me read his wealth for thee. Take my silver and my gold. Not a mite would I withhold. Here, he gives eternal riches. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Yes, through his poverty, the unsearchable riches of Christ are for thee. Sevenfold riches are mentioned, and these are no unminted treasure or sealed reserve, but all ready coined for our use, and stamped with his own image and superscription, and poured freely into the hand of faith. The mere list is wonderful. Riches of goodness, riches of forbearance, and longs, you know what forbearance is? He puts up with me. Thank you, Lord. And long-suffering. Riches both of wisdom and knowledge, riches of mercy, exceeding riches of grace, and riches of glory. And his own word says, all are yours. Glance on in faith and think of eternity flowing on and on beyond the mightiest sweep of imagination, and realize that all his riches in glory and the riches of his glory are and shall be for thee. In view of this, shall we care to reserve anything that rust doth corrupt for ourselves? You have his treasures of wisdom and knowledge for thee, his will for thee, his heart for thee, his love for thee, himself for thee. I'm just going to read his will for thee. Think first of the infinite might of that will. Take my will, we sing, and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. His will for thee. Think first of the infinite might of that will. The first great law and the first great force of the universe, from which alone every other law and every other force has sprung, and to which all are subordinate. He worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. He doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. Then think of the infinite mysteries of that will. For ages and generations, the hosts of heaven have wonderingly watched its vouchsafed unveilings and its sublime developments, and still they are waiting, watching, and wondering. That just means as God has unfolded his will and marched forward in human history, making himself known and carrying forward his purposes. I think that was a little easier, right? And some of the, okay. Creation and providence are but the whisper of its power. But redemption is its music, and praise is the echo which shall yet fill his temple. The whisper and the music, yes, and the thunder of his power are all for thee. For what is the good pleasure of his will? We referred to Ephesians 1:5, where it speaks of, in that section, of how he has chosen us and why he has chosen us and how he has redeemed us and all the blessings, present and future, that flow from redemption through his blood, and of this great salvation, the marvelous working of his Spirit. What is the good pleasure of his will? Oh, what a grand list of blessings, purposed, provided, and possessed, all flowing to us out of it. And nothing but blessings, nothing but privileges, which we never should have imagined, and which, even when revealed, we are slow of heart to believe. Nothing but what should even now fill us with joy unspeakable and full of glory, Think of this will as always and altogether on our side, always working for us and in us and with us, if we will only let it. Think of it as always and only synonymous with infinitely wise and almighty love. Think of it as undertaking all for us, from the great work of our eternal salvation down to the momentary details of guidance and supply. And do we not feel utter shame and self-abhorrence at ever having hesitated for an instant to give up our tiny, feeble, blind will, to be not crushed, not even bent, but blent with His glorious and perfect will? I really liked that paragraph and just felt that I ought to read it to you. Okay? And then he gives His love to you. He gives His love to you and Himself for you. Christ hath loved us and given Himself for us. Yes, Himself. What is the bride's true and central treasure? What calls forth the deepest, brightest, sweetest thrill of love and praise? Not the bridegroom's priceless gifts, not the robe of His resplendent righteousness, not the dowry of unsearchable riches, not the magnificence of the palace home to which He is bringing her, not the glory which she shall share with Him, but Himself, Jesus Christ, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree. This same Jesus, whom having not seen ye love, the Son of God and the Man of Sorrows, my Savior, my Friend, my Master, my King, my Priest, my Lord and my God, He says, I also for thee. What an I! What power and sweetness we feel in it! So different from any human I! For all His Godhead and all His manhood are concentrated in it, and all for thee, and not only all, but ever for thee. His unchangeableness is the seal upon every attribute. He will be this same Jesus forever. How can mortal mind estimate this enormous promise? How can mortal heart conceive what is enfolded in these words? I also for thee. One glimpse of its fullness and glory, and we feel that henceforth it must be, shall be, and by His grace will be, our true-hearted, whole-hearted cry, take myself and I will be ever only all for thee. So we wrap up the theme that we've had this period, using these precious words of our devotional. I trust that they inspire our hearts. I think there's nothing like looking at Jesus. And I just pray that we might see Him more clearly, that we might see Him in His Word and know Him better and love Him more and respond to Him. He is altogether lovely. Hallelujah. The fairest of 10,000 to our souls. Oh, that we might know Him and love Him better. Did you see when you opened to He Leadeth Me? Right across the page? How about we sing Savior, like a shepherd lead us. 369.
Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus.
I know that you know this song because I've heard you sing it. Would you mind singing a verse for us? Is that, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but would you come here and sing the third verse? Should I sing with you? I'll spoil it if I do.
You always sing with us. You sing better than we do.
Oh, no. No way. Okay, we're going to do, Thou has promised to receive us,
okay.
Poor and sinful though we be. Okay?
All right. Thou has promised to receive us, poor and sinful.
Now they're going to join us, but we could stay here, okay?
Early, let us sing thy favor. Early, let us do thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our bosoms fill. Blessed Jesus.
Lord, and you love us tonight. You know something? It's wonderful to walk in that love. You know, his love is ever the same. It's an everlasting love, and that means that the Lord Jesus loves you and me tonight as much as he ever did. He never loved you more than he loves you right now, and he'll never love you less. Isn't that wonderful? He gives himself to us. Praise the Lord. Brother Andrew, thanks for coming in such good time, being with us tonight. Please pray with us.
Dear Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving at these testimonies that we've heard of. You're working in these days, Lord, now. You have once again proved your faithfulness and your love. We thank you, Lord, for the reminder that we've had tonight that the riches of Christ, Lord, that are ours.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful.
And the great price that you paid that they could be ours, Lord.
Thank you.
I pray now for each one who has been here, who is leaving, Lord, that you would go with them and the seed and the work that you have done in their hearts would continue to grow and continue to bear fruit throughout this year. Our hearts are stirred every time we think of all the campers who have gone home already this year throughout the first three periods, and we once again hold them up before you.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
And thank you for your work and look to you in faith that it will continue throughout the year and for these last ones coming up these 2 weeks, Lord. We are excited to see what you will do. We thank you for it. I pray that you'll be with each one of us this evening. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So God bless you. See you down at the beach, I hope. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.